made of man.
Right. My minister is that way.
Okay, yeah. Well, so you're seeing that there's lies in the churches, right?
Definitely. They all have them.
So should we be associated with lies?
That's why my son don't go.
That's right. You know what? He got that right.
He don't know.
So here's a novel idea. How about we leave all that behind and leave all lies behind and go for the one source of truth? It should be the scriptures with the Holy Spirit and with a willing heart, right? That's what he wants. That's what he means by spirit and truth. You know, in John 4, he talks about Jesus says he's not going to have you worshiping in a building or a place, right? Who would be the temple of God today? You and you, if you're born of the Spirit, right? So if you have faith in Christ, which I know you have a basis of it, the American Christianity has that part right. Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection. His shed blood to cleanse us from our sins, right?
Right.
But it doesn't just automatically cleanse us from our sins. We have to repent,
but they
right?
Make it sound,
we have to turn from our ways to his ways.
They make it sound like you could be the first person. Sorry. I'm not saying that. You have 10 seconds to say you repent.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, if you repent, then if you have that willing heart, he'll give you his Holy Spirit within you, and it's called being born again. See, the Roman Catholic Church doesn't teach that right. They dump water over babies' heads and call them born again and then send them to catechism. The Lutherans do that, too. I used to be a Lutheran. They do all these man-made vain rituals, right? Like Christmas and Easter, which are lies. Good Friday's a lie. You can't get 72 hours. See, I'm sharing lies. Feminism, pride, vanity. So you said it's brave to be out here. I got to be even more courageous to stand here to two ladies like you and share with you that you realize you're living in lies. You know that.
I know. I always tell my son that the people that go to my church are good people, and it's like your church family. But I said it doesn't mean that everything is correct in it, because it's not.
Just because you go to church and call yourself a Christian and say you love God, you could be in deception, right?
Right.
Jesus said few. So 40,000 denominations, and how many millions of people are in them? Didn't Jesus say few?
Right.
So I would encourage you both. Take a break, like your son. He left it, hopefully for biblical reasons. Get out of there and get the scriptures, and it won't be long if you're going to be going, wow, I can't believe all the sin I was in. Because if you don't repent and seek deeper, like Eve, she was in transgression. She was deceived, right? She was still in sin. If you're not seeking the truth with everything that you are, and you become deceived, and you get cast in the lake of fire, it's because you weren't digging deep enough. And on that card is a bunch of places to start looking to maybe help open up your eyes. You want to repent about them. Because Revelation 22 says, if you love and practice even one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And you're not, you know there's a lot of lies in there. So repent of that. I encourage you to, and I'm here to help you. So it's nice to meet you.
Yes, nice for being out here. It definitely takes a lot of
Thank you, I appreciate that.
My family and I were baptized in the Jordan River.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll go deeper. Because there's things for women, there's things for men they don't teach, and I just shared a bunch of them with you, like the pastor getting paid, you already know about the Pope, a whole bunch of lies, and all it takes is one. One lie, and you're going to be left outside or killed, like Ananias and Sapphira. Do you know about them? Read Acts 5. A husband and a wife were killed. You know about that one? Yeah. And look at 1 Corinthians 11 at the Lord's Supper, or what you'd call communion maybe. That's what the churches call it. It's called the Lord's Supper. But people are sick because God is making them sick, and people are sleeping, it says. It means they're dead. You know why? God's killing them and making them sick because they took the Lord's Supper unworthily. That would be man-made religion, giving you that little tiny tidbit of something. Do you know the Lord's Supper? Do you know the Lord's Supper was in a full meal? And the pastor can't forgive all your sins. And there's no real power in the bread and the wine. You see that. That's good. So repent. Come out of all of that. We'll be here to help you. Your soul is on the line. You don't know if you're going to get tomorrow. So dig deep, all right? All right, it was nice talking to you. Take care.